And it's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Friday, December 17, 2021. If you're hearing us on any other time zone or any other day of the week, the program is probably pre-recorded. Now I'm talking about the Power Hour here, folks. Dave Krieger with you, and, you know, I'm telling you, I'm the more excited, more stuff I read, and the more I learn, the more excited I get that there, yes, actually is a way to survive. While we were at the break, Epic Times released another update under Health News declaring, and this is by Diana Zhang. Now, obviously, she is Chinese, and she's writing this story. Five imported foods from China you should avoid. Tilapia, cod, apple juice, processed mushrooms, and garlic. We have a pollution problem that has put a lot of toxins into these foods. So please, when you go to the store, check the labels. But it gets better. A long time ago, my producer asked me when we first started talking about all the guests we were going to have on the show. I said, she goes, what do you think about sprouting? I'm like, oh, you mean my green thumb that keeps pointing downward every time I try? You know, green thumbs are supposed to point upward, not downward. But every time I try, you know, I mean, some of you are way better than me at it. I'm going to learn just like you are. We have Steve Wahlberg with us, and he has a website called Sprouting with Steve. And I'm so glad that Catherine, our producer, booked you on the show, Steve. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Yeah, hey, Dave, thanks for having me. I heard the whole first hour, and I tell you, you know, this whole issue of vaccines and injections and viruses and toxins, this is totally related to what we're about to talk about. And even if you don't have a green thumb, sprouting is easy. My wife says she'll kill everything she tries to grow. She has a black thumb, but it's really super easy to grow sprouts. So that's what we're here to talk about.
All right, cool. That's of course. Now I didn't hear it referred to as black thumb, but I guess that I might have that sometimes. You know, yeah. we managed to make certain things grow and they work well, and others we don't. In fact, I've already got a question from one of our listeners. It says I bought sprouts last year and still have a half a bag left. Are they still good? I guess they were refrigerated or frozen or whatever. What say you?
Well, I would say if they're actual sprouts, I wouldn't eat them after a year or half a year. But if they're seeds, it's no problem. You know, most likely they'll grow. So I'd have to take a look at it and see. You know, if they froze the sprouts and if they're just frozen, you know, they'll probably be just like limpy noodles when you eat them. So
right.
I'd start growing new ones. That's what I would do.
Okay. Now this, and I want to take the video course. I definitely do because, I mean, this is something. As far as growing sprouts, and I know you're going to explain this, you know, we're talking about a way to help boost your immune system. And that's very important given this day and age and everything that Steve heard me talk about in the first hour of the show. And now we're actually giving you a solution. Hallelujah. There is a way actually to raise goodies to help boost your immune system. Steve, go for it.
Yeah, and you know, I also listened to you talk with Dr. Sherry Rogers, and she talked about, you know, there's two basic reasons for disease. Number one is our nutrient level goes down, and the second reason is the toxins go up. And one of the best ways to build your nutrients and to get the toxins out is to grow simple sprouts and microgreens. It's very easy to do. People can do it, you know, every day in their kitchen, in their bathroom, in their laundry room. You don't need a garden. You don't need a green thumb. You don't need a lot of time. It's very simple. Just to give you an example, just a couple days ago, I work with a friend of mine, and he sees my microgreens and my sprouts growing on my kitchen table in our office. We have a kitchen at the office. And so he saw all that, and he said, I want to learn how to do this. So I took a jar, simple mason jar, quart jar, and then we poured in about an inch of lentils. And then this was about 10 o'clock in the morning, and then I filled it up with water. And at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I showed him that jar, and the lentils had doubled because they were now becoming activated and they were starting to germinate. So then we poured out the water and then put the jar aside. And then the next morning, he was back with me, and I just gave him a quick rinse under the sink, put the water in, poured it out. In the evening, put the water in, poured it out. And by the next day, we had a jar full of lentil sprouts. And it took literally seconds to do that. Once people know how to do it, it's very easy. And you can do this with lentils, peas, barley. barley, rye, mung, same simple method. It just takes seconds a day, and before you know it, you've got sprouts in your salad. You can put them on your waffles. You can do all kinds of things, and you are putting into your body an incredible amount of nutrition that builds up the immune system, kicks out the toxins, and it's just it's a great thing to do. I've been doing it for 40 years. I'm 62. I still jog, and I feel great. I just love it.
That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. You know, what really is neat, all of a sudden dollar signs started going off in my head because there's a guy down at the farmer's market. We buy these little buckets of sprouts from $4 for $10. And I'm like, what a racket. After listening to what you're telling me, you're probably doing this for pennies.
Yeah, that's right. Pennies. You can buy a packet of seeds for about $3 or $4, and you can grow 10 times the amount of sprouts that you can buy at Walmart or Super One or Albertsons for $4. I demonstrate this in my course too, and it's just, you know, it's kind of like the lights need to go on. I mean, you're talking about all kinds of things in the first hour. The world is full of major issues. We have a global crisis, a national crisis, a health crisis, but the biggest crisis that's going on is inside of our bodies. We're at war with chemicals and diseases and things that are trying to take us down. And God has given us seeds. The most natural thing that you can do is take a seed and start growing it and sprouting it and putting it in your salad. And it's very simple to do. And if people get into a regular habit, that's what I do. Just like I get up in the morning, I brush my teeth. So in the evening, I brush my teeth before I go to bed. I also put some seeds in a jar and put some water in. And, you know, I do this on a regular basis. I know what to do. It's part of my regular routine. And, you know, we can all do it. We have a motto in our Sprouting with Steve course, which is, and the motto is, you can do this. If you just learn how to do it, you can do it too.
Well, Steve, I had a woman yesterday in New Mexico, and they're getting up in age, and she knows who she is. And we got into conversation about stuff like this, and they were talking about raised bed gardening and greenhouses and stuff like that and growing food. And she said, you know, we're getting a little old to go out and exert ourselves in the garden like we used to. We used to have these tomatoes that grew on the vines, and it just got to be too much. And I'm thinking, well, this isn't too much, and it's a great way to grow healthy food. What a novel idea. That's why, you know, when I saw that we were going to have you on the show, I got excited because it's like, look, we need to do something, folks. This is one way, very simply, listening to this show, that we have given you a solution to produce nutrients to keep your body healthy through the crisis and to give you food when everybody else is scrambling and the store shelves are empty. Am I not right about that, Steve?
You're exactly right. I've got a bag of lentils in my pantry, and if we get into a real crisis where supply chains are cut off and I don't have access to the local Safeway, my wife can't go down and buy some food, I've got a big bag of lentils, a 20-pound bag, and I can get a ton of food out of those, lots of protein, nutrition, etc., and it's just very simple to do. So as far as your friend in New Mexico, I live in North Idaho, and right now I'm in Priest River, looking out my window, it's covered with snow. My garden, I've got 4 raised beds out there, they're covered in snow. I've got fruit trees out there covered in snow, but no problem. You know, I can grow inside my house, and that's what I do in the winter. And people in New Mexico, whether, you know, she's elderly and it's too hard for her to get out in the garden, you can grow sprouts all year round right in your kitchen for pennies a day with very little effort, very little supplies, and a lot of nutrition.
Love it. Now, you understand something about our guest here, folks. He has authored over 40 books. Seriously. He's been the executive producer of numerous TV series. He's been a guest on over 500 radio and TV shows. He's been featured in 3 different History Channel documentaries. Now, these are kind of, you know, my eyebrow went up when I saw The Secrets of the Seven Seals, Strange Rituals, and Apocalypse Armageddon Battle Plan. I'm looking at the fact that if anything serious goes down, because you've also spoken by special invitation inside the Pentagon and the U.S. Senate, if anything goes down, you have a way to survive. Follow my logic here, folks. Steve, run with that.
Yeah, that's true. I wear many hats. I'm a family man. I'm a dad. I'm a husband. I direct a ministry called White Horse Media, and my forte really is prophecy in the book of Revelation, which is where most of my books are. I have another book called Approaching Armageddon, and I talk about all of that. But I also talk about health, and as you mentioned, you know, we're at an Armageddon of a health crisis right now, and we need those simple nutrients. We need to build up those nutrients, and if we run into a big crisis before the, you know, the final end, I mean, when the end comes, we're not going to be able to sprout our way through that. We don't need to do that when Jesus returns at the very final end. But until then, we can go a long way by learning how to grow simple food. And so if we do get into some kind of an economic crisis before the final apocalyptic day comes, you know, seeds, lentils, peas, mung, broccoli, radish, alfalfa, these are going to give us a boost and help us to survive longer during a time when, you know, people don't have food. And so it's definitely valuable while we're here on this earth. And then, of course, if we believe in the Bible, which I assume you do, you know, we have the bigger hope that the Lord is going to eventually wrap this up, and then he's going to create a new heaven and a new earth where there's no more pain, sickness, sorrow, death, suffering, because all things are going to be new. And that's our ultimate hope. But until then, you know, let's build up the body, build up the immune system, strengthen ourselves so we can do as much as we can in this life as we wait for a fabulous, better life that is also going to come someday.
Yes, nice prophecy there, Steve. And if I was a cow, I would be ruminating on that. I'm just kidding. I had to throw a little humor in.
Okay.
I do that every day. I try to throw a little humor in somewhere and ruminating. I mean, that's eating. That's digesting good stuff. This is one of the reasons
sure,
why.
That's
now,
right.
You have a website, sproutingwithsteve.com. And I am looking at the website right now, and there's your mug. There you are. And you have a video on the front of it, and I'm looking at these big trays of sprouts, and I mean, they're just phenomenal. All the trays that are behind you in that video, how long would you say a picture is worth 1,000 words? How long would that picture feed a family of four?
Feed a family of four? Well, it depends on how much they eat when they sit down for a meal. But I would say that big, what you're looking at, could probably go for at least a couple days, 3 days, 4 days. And then if they've got seeds and if they know what to do, then they can grow a lot more than that. And in my course, I teach people, there's three basic sections. I teach people how to grow simple sprouts in jars. And then there's the next section that deals with microgreens, which is what you're seeing on that page. And microgreens, growing them in simple potting soil that you can buy at Walmart or Ace Hardware or any nursery. And then the last section is on how to grow microgreens without any dirt, just on little micro mats or napkins or nothing really. So there's all kinds of options, and that's what I teach in the course, lots of options, and then people pick and choose what they want to do, and then they start doing it and learn as they go.
Well, the nice thing about it, according to your site, you got a 14-day money-back guarantee. So if you got a black thumb, you get your money back?
Yes. Yeah. It's, you know, there's a lot of gimmicks out there. This course, there's no gimmicks. There's a one-time cost, which is under $50. And that's it. There's no other upselling. We offer a money-back guarantee. They get access to a website where they can watch all the videos where I'm sitting in front of my kitchen. I'm in front of my sink. I show them the seeds. I show them how to water. And then they watch them grow morning and evening, morning and evening, morning and evening. And we also have support. I'm here to help people. I have a special email address that people who join the course can email me anytime. Steve, it's Steve at sproutingwithsteve.com. Steve at sproutingwithsteve.com. And I'm here to answer questions and help make people successful in what they're doing. So it's inexpensive. It works. It's guaranteed. It'll help people with their health. And I'm a big believer in what I'm doing, because I want to help people, and that's what you want to do too.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why we have you on, Steve, because we like solutions. And people, they're all looking for it, and they're looking for ways. People are like electricity in my book, Steve. They follow the path of least resistance. And this is one of those that God put on this earth because he knows that we're going to be like that, that we are going to look for the paths of least resistance. And not only that, but see, now we have a video course that's $97, but we have a promo code set up. That's right. All you have to do at checkout is type in the Power Hour, and you get half off. That's it. And this is good to what, the end of the month?
Yeah, we're having a 2-for-1 special, and the cost is actually only $49.95. We cut the price, so $49.95 is the cost of the course, and we offer 2-for-1 special. So if people get one course this month before December 31, then they get another one free that they can give to a friend. So it's a great deal, really is.
Yeah. Nice Christmas present if you're figuring out what to get somebody. That is just awesome. Now, Steve, you've been studying all of the stuff that I've been talking about. And when we're talking about sprouts versus microgreens, what's the difference?
Yeah, the difference is when a seed starts first, is exposed to water and it first starts germinating and sprouting, that's a sprout. And it's very small. It's like, oh, it could be, you know, a quarter of an inch long or even less. And then when you grow them larger so that they start growing leaves and the leaves get exposed to sunlight through the window, then the leaves green up. And those are called microgreens. So people can grow a lot of sprouts just in jars or little trays, or then they can take the next step and grow them a little bit bigger, green them up to the microgreen stage. It takes a little more work to make it to grow a microgreen, but not much. And they say, the researchers say that the microgreen stage has more nutrition than any other stage of the plant. So if you grow broccoli in your garden to a full broccoli head, there's actually more nutrition pound per pound in a broccoli microgreen that's just really little but a little bit of green than you can get when you pick a full head of broccoli. So a lot of research behind this. It's very, very powerful. I believe that, you know, seeds are God-made food for a God-made body to build a God-designed immune system to help our bodies defeat devilish diseases. And sprouts is one of the best ways to do it.
No doubt. Now, you just don't eat sprouts constantly for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right? You have other food besides that.
Yes, of course. Yes, I eat all kinds of
Steve is this giant guy, and he's all green because he eats sprouts all the time. No, it's not like that, folks. He has a regular diet.
No, it's not. Yeah, that's right. I have a regular diet, but I do, especially in the winter when I'm growing a lot of sprouts and microgreens, every day for lunch. I leave my office, I go into my house, and I make a big living sprout microgreen salad. I do that regularly. I add avocado and some lemon and some seasoning, and I add that, you know, to my butternut squash or my, you know, whatever else I'm eating. My wife makes some healthy lasagna, and, you know, there's lots of different things I eat, of course, but I boost the live food with the sprouts and the microgreens, and I do this on a regular basis, and so it's just, you know, long term, I tell you, it really makes a difference in a person's health.
No doubt, and it is non-GMO.
That's right, non-GMO.
Yeah.
It's organic. It's got no, you know, it doesn't have chemicals in it. It's just got, you know, there's so much power in a little seed. The whole vegetable kingdom starts with a seed, and nature puts its best into the seed. And so when you take that seed and you put it in water and you start germinating it, these little seeds become actual miracle factories, and they start multiplying their nutritional profiles. So vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, essential fatty acids, they just start doubling and quadrupling and tripling and multiplying. And then when you take those at the sprout stage or the microgreen stage and put them in your salad, I mean, I read one book where the guy said he was a big sprouter, and he said they are screaming with nutrition when you eat this. Steve Meyerowitz, they used to call him the Sprout Man, and he's dead now, but I think he died in a car accident. But he lived, his blood was really healthy, his body was healthy, he died in his 60s, and he tells a story in one of his books how he got into sprouting in New York. He was living in an apartment, and he had all kinds of allergies, so many allergies, he didn't know what to do. And then he got into sprouting, and he started growing all these sprouts in his apartment in New York, and all of his allergies went away because he was providing his body with super nutrition. And so that's how he became the Sprout Man. And I've read a number of his books. I've read a lot of books. And so I know what I'm doing. I've been sprouting for 40 years. I love it. It's part of my life. And Sprouting with Steve is a simple course to help other people to learn how to do the same thing.
Okay, Steve, I appreciate that. 844-769-2944. No, folks, this isn't gardening guidance. Yeah, they have those shows out there, too, because there are people out there that are still devout raised bed gardening and greenhouse growers. We know you're out there, but some people, you know, you're kind of limited as to what you can do. It might be due to age, number of different factors. It could be space. You were talking about apartments, Steve, but 844-769-2944. If you have a question for Steve Wahlberg regarding his program or growing sprouts or any of the nutritional questions, I mean, obviously, Steve, you've already researched this stuff hot and heavy.
That's right. I've been doing it for a long time. And like I said, I have a lot of hats that I wear in my life, but this is one of them. And it's exciting, really, to learn how to do this and to do it on a regular basis.
No doubt. Well, I, for one, am going to go to sproutingwithsteve.com, do it right now, and you get the $49.95 deal. Plus, you get to give a gift of sprouts to someone else to teach them how to do the very same thing. And they still use the Power Hour checkout code to get half off, or is that foregone now because of the fact that we're...
I think that was from the last show that I did a couple years ago. We don't really use that code anymore. I was kind of surprised when you mentioned that. So maybe that's from the previous show. I was on here on with the previous host a couple years ago, and I think that's a carryover from there. What we've done at this point is we've cut the price in half for everybody. And, you know, we can talk later on and work out some kind of special thing with you in the Power Hour. But for now, what's on our website is just $49.95, straight shot. We also offer the 2-for-1 for December, and it's available for everybody.
There you go. Great Christmas present. Steve Wahlberg, thanks so much for being with us on the Power Hour. It's been wonderful.
You're welcome, Dave. Thank you so much, and God bless, and may your ministry continue to sprout.
Yes, sprout, I appreciate that.
And continue to help a lot of people.
Thank you much, sir. I appreciate that so much. And sproutingwithsteve.com, I'm going there right now, and I'm going to go ahead and buy the program because I got somebody else I think I can give this to that would certainly appreciate it because they don't get out much. And that's a good thing, especially if you have somebody that is a little deficient in their health. Need some help? We'll be back after the break at the bottom of the hour. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. It has been fun. Go there to sproutingwithsteve.com. We'll join you after the break. Stay with us.
Where to start, there's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And we're back with our last segment of the Power Hour. It's 12:31 p.m. Friday, December 17th. Oh my gosh, are we just that close to Christmas now? Wow. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Glad you could join us. And if you and your friends missed it, you know you can always go to thepowerhour.com and listen to the archive broadcast, and you can sign up for our email newsletters, and we will make sure that they get there in your inbox so you don't miss a thing. By the way, today is the last day in order to get anything to arrive under the Christmas tree by the 25th. And you got to choose priority mail shipping to get it there. If you want free shipping, you got to spend more than $200 on the Power Mall. Nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of people you can buy gifts for. It's a great way to spend $200 and support a great cause. And if you do sign up, got to remind you about that free 30-day supply of Optivita Complete Essentials Whole Plant Nutrition Mix. Valued at $90, it could also be under the Christmas tree because we're going to be doing a drawing for that if you sign up and buy anything between now and the 22nd, which is 5 days away. Tranquil BOGO, buy one, get one, through the month of December, while supplies last. Remember that. We just had Steve Wahlberg on. It's sproutingwithsteve.com. That's the website. And he's given a discount on this stuff. And all you got to do, and you can even give one away for Christmas present. Wouldn't that be fun to somebody you know that might be shut in that actually needs a little bit of help or maybe something to do? You just sit around bored. Well, here's something exciting, and they get to feed themselves in the process. What a wonderful idea. How novel is that? I think that something like this would be really beneficial for a community land trust, which we have talked about on this show before. There are various community land trust narratives that have been put out. I have one that is roughly 432 pages in length, tells you completely how to set it up. And here's the thing. If you know somebody, And I'm going to make this real easy for you because I want to get involved. This is how I make solutions and things work. Now, when the foreclosure mess started back in 2007 and 8, I wrote Clouded Titles, and that book is available at the Power Mall as well, along with the Credit Restoration Primer, the Quiet Title War Manual, and the FDCPA book for those of you who have been screwed over by creditors and want to fight back. We have them at the Power Mall now. And you can order those simply by calling Jay, or you can go online if you feel confident doing that and buy them from the Power Mall. Now, the thing is, and the reason I say this is because I'm one of these do-gooder guys that is very well-intentioned. I did not intend on becoming a millionaire writing books. Nobody ever does unless they actually get picked up by a major publisher and turned into a bestseller with the New York Times, and then you're making a fairly nice, hefty royalty check. But those of us who are in the real world, generally you can write books until you're blue in the face. And even when you're my age, you're still selling books. It doesn't matter. Clouded Titles has sold over 10,000 copies self-published. That's how much I care about saving people's homes and lives. It's important. And the reason that I like community land trusts, and here's the thing, this is my offer to anybody out there that has access to land that has minerals on it, and I'm talking about a water supply, be it a stream that is active, a live spring that is active. If you have access to acreage, and I'm talking about a particular size of acreage, 50 acres or better, We can jointly work and set up a community land trust in your area, and you can make money. If you're sitting there, you've got 100 or 200 acres, and you don't know what to do with it, I have a great way to make money, a residual income doing this while you are helping people live and survive. Because in a community land trust, people who move into that area, into the subdivision, they get to live in a house. And they get to buy the house, but it's on land that is owned by the land trust. And they pay an annual fee. And in exchange for the annual fee, it's not just an HOA where you throw stuff out. No, this is a nonprofit organization that has administrative fees. Yes, they take care of the common areas, but also they teach you how to garden, grow vegetables, and the sprouting with Steve thing. Man, I'm telling you, that would be a great program to institute into a community land trust, because we want to teach people inside that land trust to become self-sufficient so they can survive. And one of the things we do is the land trust hires a full-time gardener, and we hold classes to teach people how to garden, and we grow a community garden inside the land trust on this acreage, which is why we like to have a water supply so we can tap into that. And we have our own sewer system that disperses and gets rid of all of the effluent and uses that gray water. And it's totally environmentally friendly. And so if you know somebody that is interested, you can email me at support@thepowermall, and we will talk to you about helping you. And I will cover the legal fees of setting up a land trust in your state. Why? Because I'm going to be a part of it, and I'm going to help you grow your land trust and help you actually build buildings on the land trust that will last a long time. And if somebody has a problem paying on a mortgage or anything like that, the land trust steps in and helps them. This is perfect for veterans groups. And I'm telling you, all it takes is acreage, folks. If you've got somebody that's got 100 acres, 50 acres, and it's in a really nice area where you have a good growing season, these things work really well in the southern states, but you could also do it. I mean, heck, Steve Wolberg is up in Priest River, Idaho, and he's growing them. I think if you have sources, any kind of good water source or sources that could be filtered, we can put together a community land trust. There are investors out there, and I'll tell you how simple this is. Wells Fargo Bank, you know, the bank you love to hate. Maybe some of you do, some of you don't. It depends on whether they've screwed you over in court. Been a lot of cases against Wells Fargo because some of the shenanigans they've done. But the thing is Wells Fargo actually funded three of these community land trusts in Atlanta, Houston, and San Francisco. So just to let you know, where there is a will, there is a way. So keep that in the back of your mind about doing a CLT, because this is the kind of stuff we teach. And if you're living in an area where there's a lot of game, we have people who will come out and teach you how to trap your own game. And I'm not talking about Ted Nugent here because he's a bow hunter. But, you know, you can go hunting and you can catch game. And, I mean, we're talking about all the survival basics you need to know. My 8-year-old grandson, as a matter of fact, and this isn't cruel, it's called survival because he's learning how to be a survivalist at the age of 8. He knows how to shoot and dress, field dress a deer. He's 8 years old. You can learn this stuff. And this is what we teach in these community land trusts is self-sufficiency. And we do it as close to net zero in energy consumption as possible. And so if you don't believe me, you can look up land trust. I've done all the work for you. I have all the stuff. I've got all the research. I've already done. Don't have to reinvent the wheel. Support at thepowermall.com. And just, you know, I will return your phone call. I really do. You just asked my friends in Los Alamos. I called her yesterday, and we had a nice chat. Thank you so much for letting me know that you wanted to buy some copies of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s book. I really appreciate that. The only way we know that there's a need out there that we can fulfill is if you call and you tell us what is going on in your world. This is what makes programs like ours work. This is what makes us have the ability to help you survive, because there are people out there sharing information. This is what's so important, which is why we have a call-in number, 844-769-2944, where you can call in and talk about things that are bugging you or things that, you know, are news breaking. There are some things that are really irritating Americans about what's going on in Washington. about the legality of the January 6th panel. This has prompted Mark Meadows, the White House chief of staff during the Trump administration, who you see on Fox regularly. He doesn't really appear on CNN, the Communist News Network, or MSDNC, because a lot of these places just have no respect for him. They hate him with a vengeance, just like they hated his boss. And see, the thing about his boss, and a lot of you may say, oh, well, he was an egotistical, you know, whatever, so-and-so. Yeah, he had an ego. What president doesn't? You got to kind of have an ego to be a president. You got to have an ego to get up there and be speech makings, and you don't have to worry about the fact that he had a TV show, and the common phrase you always heard him say was, you're fired. You know, because he had The Apprentice. That was something else, wasn't it? But the thing is you see all of these entrepreneurs on TV now talking about starting your own business and doing things to make money, especially in a downtime. CLTs are ways of making money, folks. That's why I bring it up. But this January 6th committee has spit in the face of reason. And you know, as if you've been reading the headlines, this select committee, according to Mark Meadows, who is arguing they are wrongly seeking to compel both him and a third-party telecommunications company to provide information to the select committee that lacks lawful authority to seek and to obtain anything. The select committee, according to him, acts absent any valid legislative power and threatens to violate longstanding principles of executive privilege and immunity that are of constitutional origin and dimension. That's the thing about select committees, he points out. Challenges to congressional subpoenas as overly broad and unduly burdensome are not unusual, but the context Mr. Meadows is claiming invites the federal courts to decide, among much else. The legal term for that is inter alia. It's a Latin term, inter alia, A-L-I-A, inter, I-N-T-E-R. Inter alia, which means among other things. So if you ever see that term used in any kind of legal phraseology, it means among other things. And the federal courts get to decide whether Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi abused her office by steering the committee away from legitimate legislative purposes through her power of appointment. Now understand something. This is where it gets dicey, folks. And I'm giving you this recitation based on what is being filed in this lawsuit and where the challenges are coming from. The select committee was established by the House of Representatives with the passage of House Resolution 503 on a 228-190 vote. Now, understand something about House resolutions. Resolutions are not laws. Put that in your pipe, please. Don't have to smoke it. Just put it in your pipe. Now, Pelosi has introduced the measure. All the Democrats, but only two Republicans voted for it. All Democrats, but only two Republicans voted for it. It stipulated a 13-member panel. Now, listen to the numbers, folks. 13-member panel with five appointed by Pelosi in consultation with White House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Now, both of these congresspeople are from California. So let's look at the mindset going on here. Pelosi, however, rejected two of McCarthy's selections and instead appointed the two GOP members, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, you know, the crybaby from Illinois that whines every time he gets on there, to join seven Democrats. Now, let's do the math here, folks. The bill that was voted on, the resolution, rather, stipulated a 13-member panel. What is seven plus two? Seven Democrats, two Republicans equals? Yes, I know. Answer it out loud. Say it. Nine. Do we have 13? No. We have nine. Nine of the panel members, including Chairman Benny Thompson from Mississippi, voted to impeach President Trump and have him publicly held responsible for the January 6th incursion at the Capitol. This is what this is all about. This is nothing more than a star chamber committee of jack-booted fascists. Every single one of the people on here, and there's only nine of them, there's supposed to be 13. That means this committee, the select committee, is illegitimate. They voted to make it 13. All there is 9. It's illegitimate. All legitimacy and credibility, according to Speaker, House Minority Leader, rather, Kevin McCarthy, all the credibility of the Speaker of the House shows that she's more interested in playing politics than going after the truth. The argument that the Select Committee lacks legitimacy was heard again during last Tuesday's House debate on holding Meadows in contempt and referring his case to the Department of Justice for persecution. Meadows could face a year in prison and fines of up to $100,000 if he was convicted, but I'm telling you, this thing is gone to the courts now. According to the committee's charter, if Mr. Meadows had come in for a deposition, the minority must have been allowed to question Mr. Meadows for the same amount of time as the majority, except no members of the committee were named by the minority. This isn't nitpicking. The Supreme Court has found that a select committee must follow its own rules in order to act with legal force. So here we have a select committee running amok that, as it exists legally and on paper, and then we have something completely different. And according to Epoch Times, they don't know what to call it, according to what McCarthy says, but it doesn't resemble the select committee the Democrats voted to pass on the House floor. It's just 9 members handpicked by Pelosi. Now, I don't know how many Botox injections this woman has had. She really needs to get out of office. It's bad when you can't follow your own rules and then you use your illegitimacy to try and hang a person who is not even a sitting president to keep him from being able to run again. Now, I got to go back to Donald Trump and what I think of him. And you can call 844-769-2944 and chime in because you may not agree with my libertarian philosophy here. Because, again, as I've stated, Congress is comprised of Democrats and Republicans. It's like a two-headed coin. Democrats are on one head. Republicans are on the other head. They argue and bicker within the same coin. And what do they come to? A head. Nothing gets done. You can toss a coin. It always comes up heads. It's still the same coin, folks. Both sides of the aisle have ruined this country. And who's holding them accountable? That's what I'd like to know from a libertarian standpoint. Who's holding them accountable? I really want to know. If you have an answer to that question, 844-769-2944, I certainly would like to know. Get on that phone and give me a piece of your mind. And I'm talking about your mindset. Obviously, you're very disturbed about all this gobbledygook. You know what happened, and if you're condemning what happened at January 6th, I'm telling you right now, from a libertarian perspective, that was not an insurrection. In fact, that was, when you compare that to all the riots, the 574 riots that happened in 2020 after George Floyd, that is nothing. They could have burned the Capitol down. That would have been akin to the 574 riots when they burned down police stations. I mean, come on. Seriously, folks, I think enough of this gobbledygook. Congress, this is a weapon of mass distraction. That's exactly what it is. It's there to trip your trigger and get you upset. You can't think about anything else. You can't survive without an argument going on in your head. That sound funny? Wow. You know, here's the thing about spirituality. You can overcome all of this basically by just saying, whatever. God's here. God's in my life. I don't need to let all this stuff consume every waking minute. But see, what Congress wants to do is consume your every waking minute. This is why you have mainstream media arguing and fighting with each other. You got Newsmax on one side. You got WorldNet Daily on one side. You got Fox News somewhere in the moderate middle. You got CNN and MSDNC on the other end. And they're all fighting each other, trying to get your ratings. And as you well know, after all of the scandal that has surrounded CNN, why would you want to watch it? Not even worth my time. On occasion, I'll glance at headlines. I won't even turn it on because I get to watch this blonde bimbo in the morning sit there and rattle her cage. And then The View. Oh, isn't that fun? Watching The View? These women, it's like they have nothing better to do with themselves. And how do you have women who are so bitter named Whoopi and Joy? Tell me that. How's that possible? Yeah, it's just craziness out there in the media, isn't it? If you're paying attention. We like to pay attention because we want to know what the other side is doing. Remember that old saying in the Bible about keeping your enemies close while thou art in the way with them? To understand the way of the adversary. Understand thy ways of the adversary. There's a reason why we talk about the things we do, because you got to know how to prepare. You got to know what might happen. And a lot of people I talk to here in Texas, they're armed to the teeth. They're waiting for the blue hats from the United Nations to come in here so they can shut them down. You know what I think? Why I'm not afraid of the UN? Just look at the past history of the UN when they've sent troops like into Bosnia. 350 of them were rounded up and held hostage. It was hysterical. They all surrendered. These people are powerless. You know, you think that they're out there and they have no conscience about shooting American citizens. Well, if you think Red Dawn. You know, the movie Red Dawn with Patrick Swayze and Charlie Sheen. Think that movie and think, how would you prepare for something like that? Why would you even think you had to prepare for something like that? What happens if all the electricity goes off and you had to prepare for something like that? And you didn't have electricity to prepare for it. We were back in the dark ages again, where the federal government even is admitting 9 out of 10 people will be dead in a year. Is that what the other side, the invading country, wants? Would they like to see that? Sure, because all they got to do is come in and clean up the mess and take all the rest of the people that survived as hostage. Because they'll probably have exhausted all the resources in the year that they fought and died for trying to stay alive. Because when there's no electricity, how are you going to get gas? How are you going to grow food? How are you going to do any of this stuff? Which is why I like sprouting. It's why I like CLTs, because these communities literally can go net zero and go off grid. And they're great survival communities. And I'm not talking about Waco or Ruby Ridge here. I'm talking about actual communities that exist with streets and a board of directors in a nonprofit setting that runs it, not with an iron fist like an HOA, but actually works with people to help make survival work, make survival skills work. I don't care how old you are. God has given you the resources to do the things that are necessary to survive despite all of the nonsense you have been hearing about in today's news media. And that includes these biotech firms that aid the military and coming up with all of these mind control things on the Internet of Things and things that might occupy your mind. They're talking about these little chips they put in people. Yeah. Wow. Amazing. Well, nobody said you had to take the chip. Some people say it's the mark of the beast. We don't know. We're not in tribulation right now in my book. But you might have some thought processes on that, which is why we have our toll-free number, 844-769-2944. You don't have much time if you want to get in on today's show and let me know what you're thinking. But here's the thing. When you got states that are not pro-life, and you just got to look at one state, two state, red state, blue state, you look at the fact that we have so many of these woke corporations and Vanguard and BlackRock that have all their money invested in China. I mean, my wife literally goes out. She has made a conservative effort. Yes, that's the word I was looking for, conservative. Concerted and conservative effort not to buy anything with a label on it that says made in China. She is very much buy American, build American, everything American. We need to start looking at that, because that kind of mindset is, in my book, the only way you are going to survive any of what is coming at us right now. We are dealing with an international bioweapon that may have after effects that we do not know of yet. We are still learning what potential after effects there are. For people who have had it, that claim that they have herd immunity, that are all part of that. We have a government that is in denial that herd immunity is existing. And they want to jab everybody for a reason, and the only logical reason I can think of is they want to see how many people will die of the jab, so they have less people they can round up and control and make slaves out of. You heard about the Human Freedom Index? I would like for our producers to take note to post the 2021 index report. It's 435 pages long, and post that PDF on there. I sent it in this morning because it's available. obviously the Cato Institute would not have put it out there if they didn't want you to read it. You need to understand about your liberties, folks, as well as the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, especially the right to bear arms, because it may come to the point where you actually have to defend yourself like Kyle Rittenhouse did. Somebody is going to come to your door, especially if the lights go out and don't come back on. These are things that we're going to be discussing in weeks to come here on the Power Hour. And we don't say this because we feel there's a need to scare you. We don't do it. We use and appeal to your common sense. Everybody has rationale. You get to sift through the propaganda and decide what's truth and what's not. And I am a truth seeker from the word go. That's why I wrote all these different books and manuals that are available on the Power Mall that you can order and read and understand my thinking, because I talk to a lot of attorneys, and I know a lot of you don't trust attorneys, and that's okay. I understand. You've got so many attorney jokes out there. And so the thing is that there are attorneys that are very well-meaning and will fight to the dickens. They'll fight to the death. And they've had their licenses suspended. They're under attack, like Bruce Jacobs down in Florida. I have talked to the man. I've been to his offices. I've showed him actual legitimate testimony from employees who used to work for Bank of America that used to forge documents. I've got names. I'm telling you, it's out there. It's not a conspiracy theory, folks. We will be back on Monday. In the meantime, enjoy your weekend. Dave Krieger here on the Power Hour, reminding you that God is there, and may he bless your life richly, and may God bless the United States of America.
With the burning light of the moon, who's standing on the mountains, who is on the earth below, bigger than the heavens, and the lover of my soul. Creator God, he is Yahweh. Great I am, he is Yahweh. The Lord of all, he is Yahweh. Zev Shalom, he is Yahweh. Righteous son, he is Yahweh. The three in one, he is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.